extremely tired. He is extremely emotional, and he is a very positive guy, and I've met him before and I had dealings with him before, but he is going through a bit of a rough patch. So if we are going to get through this interview, we're going to do it in a very positive light. And if we need to have a break and play some music and pour ourselves a cup of coffee, then Jeff and I'm going to do that. So first of all, Jeff, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Gregor.
So, Jeff, I know a lot of us have followed the Troy story, and a lot of us have been very close to it, and this community has been absolutely amazing, as I'm sure. But just tell us a little bit about the background, someone who might be listening to us for the first time, who Troy is, what he's about, and what is he suffering from. Just that little bit of a background story.
Okay, great, Greg. So, Troy, he's currently 17 years old. We moved out here a little while ago. He loves sport like you won't believe. He's always been into mixed martial arts and martial arts itself, and then obviously he loves football, you know, with all the tricks and all of that. He was a very active boy, very awesome brother actually, and as we live in an all boys house, we call it the man cave.
The man cave,
yeah. So unfortunately, I actually thought when we moved out here that it was a sinus problem from the spraying and stuff like that. And then we started picking up that, no, this wasn't going away. It was actually getting worse. And that we took him for an MRI and found out that it's called a JNA, which is a juvenile nasopharyngeal angiofibroma.
Sure.
Yeah, it's okay. quite a name.
Quite a name. I'm sure you never heard of it before you went for the first time.
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is, only boys get it in their teen when they hit puberty.
Okay.
And it's tumors that grow in the nasal cavity and can go into the brain and through the brain walling, and causes extensive damage and abnormalities like can push your eye out or and then eventually death. So it has to be caught quite early because it's growing so fast due to puberty.
And one of the positive things about the disease is that he does outgrow it at a certain age. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Normally at the age of 25, when a man stops growing, it should stop growing by then. But until then, they do now and then pop up. We do try and take the other ones out, but there is one in there that we had radiation done. It was sitting on the carotid artery, and that one was quite a dangerous one.
So since he's been diagnosed with the disease, how many operations has Troy been through?
Wow. Okay, so we've been fighting this thing, I would say 3 years, but it seems to be a little bit longer each time. I think he's had about maybe 6 to 8 operations.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Troy, in terms of, you know, you showed me some stuff of him fighting and kickboxing or mixed martial arts.
Yes,
I think
yes,
the right
yes.
I mean, before this happened, he was an energetic, outgoing boy who just loved life.
Yeah, I mean, he's always outside. He would go through a soccer ball a week, you know. You'd wait for the guys to go and play soccer at Merripscorp Field, and he'd be there like 3 hours before already playing. So he was always energetic. We're always busy and that type of thing. And he loves mixed martial arts. And, I mean, he's a proud member of our mixed martial arts club in Compass Riss, and he does very well.
So, Jeff, just a little bit about your background. I mean, you're a single dad, correct?
Yes.
You got two boys. Your youngest son?
Is Eli.
Okay. And then he's obviously all good, and he's your support tool right through this.
Yeah, you know, he's helped us. He stepped up a lot, you know. I think he was still very small. He didn't really understand. And he's come over the last couple of years to understand and actually step up as sort of like the older brother in the times that we go through.
Okay. So I know you were in Joburg, and for those of you, I do know a little bit about the base history. We have been talking to Jeff and Troy for a while, and he seemed to be very going on a very positive path. And I know that when last you came back from Pretoria, it looked like he was going on a much more positive path. Everyone was positive, and you weren't relaxing, but you felt a little bit better of where he was, correct?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, the last operation was just to repair the damage that they did when they had to go in to stop a bleed. So his mucosa was built up, and we thought everything was okay. Our next appointment was supposed to be in December.
And we had had the fortunate, or not me, but Sharon, he came into the shop, and Sharon had the fortunate experience of meeting Troy, and which she was a bit wary of because she was didn't quite know. But when she left, he left her with such a feeling of being positive, and I think that was such an emotional thing for her, and I think everybody comes into place. But then, unfortunately, about a week ago, I think it was about 10 days ago, can you maybe take us through what happened?
Yeah, okay, so actually, it was on a Tuesday. I think it was. Yeah, sorry. It's been so cloudy these last ones.
Yeah, I think it was today, 2 weeks ago.
Today, 2 weeks ago. So what actually happened is he was playing soccer with his brother, and then later on that night, that was during the day, late afternoon, and later on that night, he actually woke up and he said to me, "Dad, I got a very, very bad headache," and then he started obviously getting sick. So I sorted him out, and then he went back to bed. But when I woke up in the morning, Troy was basically in a coma. He couldn't speak, and we just made it to the hospital.
So you then put him in a car, or did you get a paramedics? You get paramedics involved?
Yeah, I rushed him through to Hoedspruit in my car. I think a lot of people saw me flying past them. And then the ambulance was waiting in front of the center. Yeah,
so then you rushed him to Zanine Hospital.
Yeah, by then he was in a very, very bad state already, yes.
Okay, and then what actually happened there, or what did they diagnose as the main issue with Troy?
There's three different types of meningitis that you get. So this is, please excuse the wording, streptococcus pneumonia. It's not a meningitis that we can pick up from each other, but they found that he was leaking brain fluid.
Okay.
And it happened to have gotten in there somehow. So that's obviously from a... Okay. Yeah.
And then they obviously managed to treat him and got him into a position that he was well enough to come home. Because obviously when he's in hospital, every day he's there is costing a great deal of money. So obviously got him in a position to come home. But I also know to come home wasn't just like getting in a car and coming home. There was a whole lot of things that you had to go through. I mean, just maybe highlight that, because I know this community also jumped in and helped tremendously, but maybe something just to touch on.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know what? It's always a setup with unfortunately what Troy's got at the moment. We managed to get hold of a cleaning service, or I just put it out there, and Lana came through. She was amazing. She sanitized our whole house, because Troy at this moment can get sick from anybody coughing near him because he's leaking that fluid and that type of thing. And she even sanitized the place that we're staying in Hoedspruit at the moment, so we can be close to the doctor so that he can still get the rest of his medication before we go.
So that was Lana. I know Lana well. Lana, her sister used to be on the radio station, Karen Mitchell, so we know them well. Well done, Lana. And I believe she got stuff donated and they cleaned air cons. And amazing how the community does just come together, eh?
I love this community. I've never met, you know, Kampershoes, especially Kampershoes and Hoedspruit. I've never, ever experienced anything like this in my life before. You know, everybody knows everybody, and they've got so much love and care for one another. Yeah.
So guys, I just want to set the scene without being too emotional within the whole thing, because we're trying to keep this just a little bit upbeat so that we can get through the interview, both Jeff and myself. So, but you know, one of the things is that, you know, Jeff has a younger son who is normal, and like any young kid, wanted to go to a birthday party on Saturday, and there was a call to help again, you know, because Jeff needs to monitor him every hour, correct? He has to take his blood pressure every hour, hey?
Yes, that's correct, John.
So you can imagine at night, we all go to sleep and sleep for 8 hours. You're sleeping for 50 minutes, doing some blood pressure, waking up again, and trying to get through the night. And I can tell you, Jeff is extremely tired, but at the same time, he knows that it's a fight that he wants to win and take further. But a simple thing like taking your son, your youngest son, who is normal and has to bear all this to a birthday party, becomes an absolute mission. And I think, again, the community comes to your rescue. And I think that's positive stuff. I wanted Jeff today to come into the show, because I wanted Jeff to tell the story. I didn't want a third party to tell the story. And I think the rigmarole to get Jeff here was, again, you know, someone's got to stand in and help you and assist you. And that's why we're jumping straight into the interview, and we're not going to break it for music so Jeff can get out of the studio. So Jeff, every day is a challenge, but you do seem to have faith and support from the community as well as an infrastructure around you.
No, definitely. I mean, everybody has come together. We set up something quite nice amongst all of us. I've got a fantastic neighbor, Nikki, and she's been there for us a lot. And especially my girlfriend, Shelley, at the moment, she supported me the whole of last week. And even through the evening and that type of thing, she keeps me healthy so that I can keep him healthy. Because as parents, we tend to forget about ourselves because we're so focused on trying to keep him, and then we actually just cause a little bit more. Yeah.
Okay, so where are we right now? What is the next step?
He finished his antibiotics, so they've asked me to leave earlier for UNITAS. I've got to go through to UNITAS Hospital in Centurion. He has to have a CT scan. He's already had an MRI, and then he will be seeing Dr. Fenter, who has referred us to a neurologist there. I can't remember the name, but I will, eventually.
And then are they going to, based on the outcome of the scans, are they then going to look if they're going to operate or what their next procedure is?
Well, look, they've already done the MRI. They have to operate. He's losing a lot of brain fluid.
Okay.
I have posted a lot of the stuff on my groups of what it can cause. He's very dizzy. He's very sick all the time, nauseous. He's pale. He can't. It affects his speech. It's just downhill, so it's a lot, and he can get infected again. Might not be meningitis. I managed to get him inoculated, but it could be something else. And for them to call us and say, listen, come through immediately, we need to deal with this, and the ENT can't do it anymore, it's now gone to, you know, the neurologist, which is now, so it's become quite serious, and his life is at risk.
So, guys, Troy's really battling, and he needs our help. And the best way for us to help, I would imagine, as always, is unfortunately to keep him in our prayers. But the unfortunate side is we need money. We need to keep him alive. Medical costs a fortune. Do you want to maybe just give us a little bit of background from a cost point of view? What simple things cost that, you know, that the average person doesn't really know about?
Okay, so thanks to, first of all, Johara helped us the first time. We ran a lot of funding and stuff. We thought we were going to get through those operations. So I can tell you roughly in the last 3 years, 4 years, we're sitting at over 2 million.
Sure.
One of the operations that he had was 680,000. The embolization is expensive. The radiation was 240,000. This week that just passed was close to 200,000.
Sure.
So he was on a medical aid, but unfortunately during that time, we couldn't wait a year for them to fund. So I took him off and we used that money to pay for the bills that we needed to pay at that time. And then obviously he's just, he's a lot of maintenance.
And I would imagine that, you know, when you go to Zanine or you go to Pretoria, you got to stay somewhere. You know, all of those additional costs that come that are not even medically related.
Yes.
You know, places to stay, you've got to eat. You can't eat at home. You know, it's not like you can go and make some food. You've got to get something to eat. I mean, just the simple petrol, all of those things, you know, those must add up an auxiliary cost outside of medical.
Yeah, you know, we're working with Reach Out at the moment, especially with Gerard. He's absolutely amazing. So obviously my main priority is to cover the medical costs. But, you know, just for me to go up for a weekend and to do the tests and that type of thing can cost anywhere between 5 and 10 grand. So that's, I mean, we landed up going every second week at one stage. So it really, really, it affected us quite a bit, yeah.
So guys, this is how you get involved. And this is really what the call out is today. Come on, guys, let's give Troy a chance, and the only way he has a chance is financially. And I know that this community has done probably more than the average community has ever done.
Ever done, yes.
But at the end of the day, whatever you can give, if it's freaking 25 rand, you know, it all helps a different. And how do you get involved? And we'll post this. It is on our Facebook page currently. So you can go to our Facebook page. You can also call the studio. You can reach out to me directly, and I'll happily share it with you. But the way you can donate, and I'm going to read it down if you've got a pen and paper close by, it's Reach Out, and it's run by Gerard. I'm going to give you Gerard's telephone number, 082-076-0694. I repeat, it's 082-076-0694. and the reach out, guys. You know what I must amaze these is not going into their personal bank account. They're not saying, "Give me the money and we'll spend it." It's going to reach out to a reputable company who manage the funds and make sure that the funds that are donated are going towards a cause. And I take my hat off to Jeff in terms of being able to do this, because I think sometimes you don't have control over it. But at the end of the day, we know the control is there for your son, and that's very good. It's an FNB. It's an FNB bank account. It's 6310-345-7544. Okay, say it again slowly, Greg. 6310-345-7544. Okay, it's an FNB. I have SWIFT. I have MPO numbers. The reference is obviously Troy Reach Out. But I have it all on a really nice piece of paper, and I will share it with absolutely anybody. My direct number is 083-525-2906, and obviously you all know the studio number, but it is on our Facebook page, and you can all go out there. Come on, guys. Let's help Troy get through this over the next couple of days. Jeff, I'm not going to keep you much longer, but is there anything else you'd like to add in passing?
All I would like to do is just give Troy an opportunity to have a normal life, or to have life, you know. He's missed the last couple of years with his friends and schooling and that type of thing. He's one of the strongest people. He's probably the strongest person I've ever known to have actually survived everything that he went through. And watching him, I'm so proud of him, and it's a privilege to be his father. And that's
sure.
What I have to say.
Yeah, Jeff, that is such a good thing to say, and I think it's a privilege for us all to know Troy. It's a privilege for us to have all shared in the story. And we'd like to see him get a 25 as much as we can. And from the radio station and from me personally, you have our utmost support and respect for everything that you have done. And we'll certainly make sure that this little interview is played out a few times over the next couple of days. What I do ask you is keep us posted. Keep us sharing. I know Sharon, my wife's on the group, so she will. As long as you're sharing there, we'll pick it up. But be strong, be positive. You are a positive guy. Troy is a positive guy. And I know you're going to get through this.
Praise God.